title. Effect of restricted suckling and feed complementation on weight and cortisol in Simbra calves. Authors: Victor Severino, Felipe Montiel, Hiram Gomez de Luciac, Jorge Peralta, Jose Segura. Abstract. Objective: Determine the effect of restricted suckling, early weaning and feed supplementation on weight gains and plasma cortisol concentration of Simbra calves. Materials and methods: 120 15-day-old lactating calves were distributed in two treatments, T1, calves with restricted suckling, early weaning and feed supplementation, N=30 males/N=30 females, and T2, calves with continuous suckling without feed supplementation, N=30 males/N=30 females. Calves were weighed at the beginning of the experiment, and every 15 days to assess changes in body weight from weaning unto 0 months of age. Blood sampling was carried out at the start of study and for 10 days between 7:30 and 8:30 a.m. Response variables were evaluated using general linear models. Results: The weight, 310.1 and 268.5 kilograms, and post-weaning weight gain, 0.980 kg/day and 0.800 kg/day, was better in the T1 treatment than, for calves in T2, 168.3 and 159.6 kilograms, and minus 0.500 and minus 0.480 kg/day, for males and females, respectively. The cortisol concentration, ng/mL, was higher in T1 compared to T2 from day 0 to day 3, p0.05, but on day 4 no difference was found. T1 allowed weaning at 3.5 months of calf life and increased post-weaning weight gain. Conclusions: Live weight and post-weaning weight gain were better in T1 treatment animals, however, plasma cortisol levels were increased at the start of the study to subsequently decrease. Keywords: early weaning, nutrition, stress, suckling, animal welfare. This and other articles can be found on the journal MVZ Cordoba page.